Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Molly Hokanson, who is an assistant with the Western Mining and Railroad Museum in Helper, and we're going to talk about a lot of great things that are happening in that facility right now. First off, Molly, it's a pleasure to get you in today and talk with you. Thank you.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, there's so much to talk about, but first off, I want to start by mentioning the Western Mining and Railroad Museum right off the bat, because I think it's almost kind of like a hidden treasure.
It really is. Like, when I first started working there, I hadn't been there for a while, and I am just amazed at how much stuff is in that building. It would take you hours to go through and see everything. I think it's very well done. You can learn about, you know, coal mines, railroads, you know, local history. There are wonderful, wonderful photographs in there. Our new director, Jason Hunsinger, is doing a great job trying to make things look, you know, fresh and new. And I just think people should, you know, come in and see it.
Definitely. And as far as the history of Helper goes, right now it's a perfect time to be talking about this because you have the Helper Revitalization Program going on right now. And Helper looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic.
They've done a great job with
it. Yes.
And especially right now with it being, it's Christmastown.
Right.
There's so much happening in the world of Helper, and you guys really focus on the history of Helper, which it's the staple of this area, right? I mean, the history and Helper.
Yes. Yeah, Helper, I mean, the history is so vast, and there were so many people that came here to work in the coal mines and the railroads. And you had, you know, different, you know, nationalities of people that came here and settled. And Helper was one of the places that brought people to this area. So, yeah, there's a big history there, and there's a lot to learn about it.
And I think with the younger generation, like, they know that there's history in Helper. I'm just not quite sure they know the history of Helper. Like, there's a difference to know that there's history in Helper and then knowing the history of Helper.
Right. Well, and we talk about that a lot. There were a lot of Mormon settlements around. Helper didn't have that history. So you have a lot of different things that were in Helper that weren't in other places. You had, you know, brothels, you had bootlegging, you had all kinds of different things that maybe aren't a part of the other, you know, places around.
Right, the other part of history in the state of Utah.
Right.
I mean, I've also heard at times, there's even some ties to the mob in some capacity, right, to Helper.
That's what I've heard, yes.
And again, this is all at the Western Mining and Railroad Museum. I asked you, how long is it going to take me to go through? And you said hours. I mean, plan an afternoon and go to the museum.
Absolutely.
As far as some of the other things that you guys are working on right now, I mean, you do add new exhibits.
Yes,
I mean,
we do. In fact, we are adding two right now. One of them is about Tiakim Pratt, who is the founder of Helper. And another one, we'll talk about different nationalities that came into the area, talk about their, you know, stories coming from overseas, how they got to Helper, and what they did when they got there. So that's going to be a pretty exciting one when it's finished.
And you guys have three levels, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so three levels. You did mention the coal mining exhibit a little bit to me, which is on the third floor?
It's in the basement.
Okay. Explain to me, what is the coal mining exhibit? Like, if I go take a look at it right now, what am I
going
to see?
You are going to see an actual kind of a model of a coal mine that's set up. You can see all of the tools. You can see how coal was mined.
It's just a coal mining exhibit. I mean, all the way around, it's a coal mining exhibit.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's in the basement right now.
That's in the basement.
All right. And again, I'm being joined right now by Molly Hokanson. She's an assistant with the Western Mining and Railroad Museum. Let's talk about some of the other things that you have going on. You did mention bricks with a new project that you guys are putting together. This is a very neat idea. It's kind of a way to, you know, if you're fascinated with the history of Helper, kind of cement your legacy in with the history of Helper. This is a cool idea.
Yeah, so the Carbon Power Plant donated bricks, and Worley Jensen Monuments has been engraving those with people's names in them. So you can buy a brick for $100, and you can get, you know, family members' names in there or your names in there, whichever. Two lines work the best. And then we are going to do a permanent display out in the courtyard area. And those are going to be, you know, laid out like a courtyard. And so, yeah, that'll be permanent there.
And that's fantastic. How do you go about getting a brick?
You just need to call the museum. You can stop up there and see the ones that have been done already. We do have about 35.
So you kind of get an idea of what they're going to look like.
Yeah. And then you just need to give them the, you know, names and pay for your brick. So that's all.
Now, it is the holiday season, and you guys do have a gift shop, so I got to bring this up.
We do.
What do you have in the gift shop at the museum?
We have so many items in the gift shop, and that's why we really want people to come up, you know, look at what we have, because we have tons of items that are $10 or less for, you know, stocking stuffers, railroad themed items. We have stuff for, you know, little kids. We have this really cute coal candy right now. So if you want to put coal in, you know, someone's stocking.
Who doesn't want to do that?
We have that. We have all kinds of books. We have books for little kids. There is All Aboard the Dino Train, Polar Express. For a little bit older kids, we have the Calamity Jan series, which is a mystery series, and those look like fun books. And then we have all kinds of history books. We have the Tom McCourt books. We have Images of America, which are beautiful books with, you know, tons of photos in them, a lot of history. We have T-shirts, and puzzles. We have a lot of different puzzles. So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff in there.
Something for everyone, it sounds like. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
And Molly, as far as the hours of operation, you guys are open 11 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. And the cost of admission, it's a recommended donation, right?
That is correct. Yeah, so $5 per person or $10 per group or family.
You don't have to pay,
you
but you recommend it.
You don't have to pay, but it would be nice if you would, yeah, you know, donate to us.
Because you're going to have a full afternoon of entertainment. And again, you said it, it's going to take you hours to go through and see everything.
Yes, it will.
Did we miss anything, Molly? Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm sure there's more that I haven't talked about, yeah, but yeah, just come up and see it for yourself.
And again, Helper right now is a booming place. It is Christmas Town. A lot of reason to go up to Helper. We just had the light parade. We have the first Friday every month. Make sure you stop in at the Western Mining and Railroad Museum. Molly, it was a lot of fun to talk with you today and a little bit about the history of Helper, which you guys have on display. So I appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.